something like, attention is characterized by examination. Or even more literally, examination characterized is attention. And cutting off characterized is wisdom. But more freely, wisdom is characterized by cutting off. I think this book, it didn't describe compounds. There is coordinate compounds. Okay, let us go on. Okay, the next sentence. Maybe you continue again, Sharon. Cut down. Yeah. 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 Katang. Yeah. 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 Cutting.
Okay,
cutting. Yeah. Yeah. Characteristic what? Yeah. But you didn't finish the sentence. Panya. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Opamang. Example.
Yeah. Karohi.
Make.
Make, in this case. Or in English we would say give. Give an example or give a simile. A simile is better, actually. Okay. So now he's asking, how is it that attention has examination as its characteristic? How is it that wisdom has cutting as its characteristic? And he says, give an example. For the example, maybe you wrong, you take. Yavalavake. Yeah. Yeah, cutters of barley.
Barley cutter.
Yeah.
Put it together with the question, but do you, great team, know what barley cutters are?
Yeah.
Ama bande, jana miti.
Yeah.
Ama is
Ama, no, not I.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Ama is yes.
Yeah.
Ama is yes.
Yeah.
So yes, sir.
Janami
is the first person singular.
Yeah.
I know, but
yeah.
I do not.
Yeah. Okay, go on, yeah.
Katam Maharaja Yavalavaka Yavan Lunanti.
Yeah.
Maharaja great king.
Yeah.
So again, but barley cutters.
Yeah.
Yavan
masculine. Yeah.
Singular. I think it's accusative.
It's accusative, yeah.
Lunati is the third person plural.
Right, yeah.
Lunati.
Yeah.
So we cut or reap.
Yeah.
Put it together
would be
great team, how
do barley cut or barley. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, try another sentence, yeah.
Vamena bande, hatena.
Yeah.
Yavakala.
Yeah.
Dakinena Hatena Satanga Hefa Satena Chindanti
Chindanti
Vamena Ena is the instrumental.
Yeah.
Or Vama means left side.
Yeah.
It's instrumental masculine finger. I think it's necessary and the adjective.
Yeah.
For hatena.
Right, right.
Hatena is the instrument of hatena.
Yeah.
Together with the left hand.
Yeah.
Yava kalapang. Yava again is barley.
Yeah.
Kalapang, I think it's the accusative for kala.
Yeah.
I think it's a sheep.
Yeah, 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 a bunch, yeah.
A bunch.
Yeah.
A bunch of barley.
Yeah.
Gahetva is a gerund.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a grab, having grabbed, yeah.
Grabbing?
Yeah. Grasped, the grasp. Yeah.
Dakinena.
Yeah.
Is instrumental of Dakina.
Yeah.
Right. Atena again is hand, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's accusative here.
It's accusative, yeah.
Sickle, and it's actually the accusative for, I think it's meaning the direct object, Gahetva.
Gahetva, yeah.
Gahetva,
right? Yeah.
Which is gerund for grab.
Yeah, yeah.
Dakena, sickle, dakon again.
Yeah.
Instrumenting donkey, once again, third person.
Yeah, okay.
Together.
Yeah, put it all together.
Corresponding third, having grabbed a bunch of barley with the left hand.
Yeah.
And having grabbed the right hand.
Yeah.
And I guess it means they, the body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut with the stick.
Right, right. Okay. Next paragraph. Jahansha, you like to try that? You haven't caught up. Bow away, you'd like to try? Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's actually the same, yeah, yeah. Okay, actually you could skip over, or just in you don't have to translate it word for word, just read the whole thing in translation. Okay, let's finish the sentence, then you just will read the whole, then you read the whole sentence in English. But pick up from Ava Maeva. Yeah. 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 Okay. Finish the whole sentence. And Panyaya. Yeah. Kile se. Yeah. Chindati. Chindati. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, or the mind, you could say. Yeah. That having grasped the mind.
The mind?
Yeah.
Having grasped the mind?
Yeah.
Attention.
Yeah. Right, right. And so this is just the way the barley cutter grabs the bunch of barley with the left hand. The meditator grasps hold of the mind or the mental activity through attention. And then just as the barley cutter cuts off the barley, the bunch of barley with the sickle, so the meditator cuts off the defilements with wisdom. Okay, and then just conclude the sentence. You might as well conclude it, Bowie. Yeah. 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 Lakkano. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right, good, yeah. And then the last sentence, might as well finish it. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Next one, number four. Wenjun, you ready for that? Right. Samodhi. Yeah. Yeah. Nisino. Yeah. Yeah. Etad avocha. Yeah. 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 Excuse me? Noble life. Noble life. Well, this is a Brahmin in the literal sense. This is a Brahmin in Indian society. Sometimes the Buddha uses Brahmano to mean a noble person. But in everyday usage, a Brahmin is a Brahmin. And so Anyatara goes with Brahmin. It's just a certain unnamed, an unnamed Brahmin, a certain Brahmin. Yena is what? Right. Yeah. Tain upasankami. Yeah. Yeah. And do you understand the structure? Yena Bhagava Tain upasankami? He approached the Buddha. Yeah. This is just the Pali idiom. When somebody goes to see somebody else, he goes where that person is, there he went. Yena and Tena go together. Okay, continue. Wait, you didn't finish? No, it is finished, sorry. Continue, please. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bhagavata. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, here it's exchange friendly greetings. How are you, sir? Are you keeping in good health? When did you arrive? A little light chatter, like light talk like that. Yeah. 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 Nisidi, a long aya. Now, having approached, he exchanged greetings with the Buddha, with the Blessed One. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 To the Blessed One, Bhagavantan. Okay, to continue. Hui Chong. Excuse me? I saw you working very hard on your power here. Yeah. Vuchati. Say again. Yeah. 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 No. I mean, it's a literal rendering, but I'm not sure where they gave the meanings. Okay, sandiptiko has the sense of visible here and now, and that you can see the benefit of it here and now. Or you could see the advantage. But I think the better sense is that of visible here and now. Because it comes from the root, or from the word ditti, which means view or seeing. So this is something which that can be seen here and now, visible. In other words, you can see the benefit of it right here and now, in this life, not something that one has to wait until after death. Yeah. That's. And then sandittiko is an adjective going with dhammo. Dhammo here is, you could say, the teaching, the Buddha's teaching. So the teaching has benefits visible here and now. Or the teaching is beneficial here and now. But that the teaching is visible, has visible benefits here and now. Okay, continue. Yeah. Yeah. A little simple sentence like that. Come try. Bo Gautama. Yeah. Vuchati. is said. Yeah. In other words, this is a saying which people speak to each other. They say, or he hears it being said, other people are saying that the Dhamma is visible here and now, or has visible benefits here and now. So now he asks the question, yeah, kitavata nuko. Okay, you have to explain that word by word. Yeah, vuchati. Yeah. 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 The nu is just an interrogative particle. It indicates that a question is being asked. It's a little bit like ma at the end of a sentence in Chinese. In what respect, in what way, yeah, is the Dhamma, the teaching, visible here and now? Try the next paragraph, too. Tang yave. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, excuse me? Yeah. Okay, maybe we go on to Sharon. You will continue from this? Okay, you continue. With Tenehi Brahmana Tanyene. Yeah, yeah. 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 Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, how about this tongue yave? What is that tongue yave?
Tongue yave. I check it with tongue plus
ever. Right, right. Good, okay. Oh, I see. There's a note. Okay.
And the ever means emphatic.
Yeah, it's emphatic. Tang ye veta.
Yeah, tang.
Okay. Tang means that. So that is referring to the subject about the Dharma being visible here and now. Tang eva is emphatic. When you get tang plus eva, a y gets inserted. Or just to make it smooth, tang yeva. So some texts will represent this combination like this, but others will turn it into, but this really represents the combination of ung plus y, tang yeva. Oh, actually, that's a good. Actually, you are right. I'm wrong. The tongue here is you. I will question you yourself. Eta is here about that. And pati, normal word for question is puchati. But here, pati puchati is like asking in return. Or like cross question, almost like cross-questioning or interrogating. I will question you yourself about that matter. Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Kameya means what?
Lifting.
Fitting.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Thinking.
Yeah.
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 Noun is
the
dative of plural.
Yeah. No. Dative plural, no.
Plural.
No.
Noun is dative.
No. Yeah. Third person pronoun. It's a third person. Oh, you just said third person pronoun. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's correct. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Vyakarayasi.
There's a
B
there, right?
Yeah.
Vyakarayasi.
Right.
Answer.
Answer.
Second person.
Yeah. Okay. What form of the verb is that?
It's a present. You answer.
Not quite.
Your explanation?
No, what kind of verb is it?
This is present verb.
Not quite.
It's
a present, but it's not the normal present. It's a special type of present. What is this called? Optative. Optative.
What? Optative.
Optative. It means, as it may seem fitting to you. As it... Kameya. Okay, as it seems fitting to you, tata, just in that way, nang byakarayasi, you should explain it. You should answer. Optative means should, would, might. Yeah.
Answer.
Yeah.
Come,
yeah.
What do you think?
Right.
Brahmana.
Brahman, yeah.
Sometimes.
Ajatang.
Ajatang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes existing or in
wordless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raga.
Yeah.
Means attachment.
Yeah. Yeah. Better take first read the whole phrase, then translate word for word. Pajanasi.
Pajanasi. Asantam va ajatam.
Yeah.
Rado me ajatam. Rado pajanasi.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now translate it. Try taking it phrase by phrase. Yeah.
Do you know the attachment, there's attachment in me? And do you know non-existence in you, there's non-attachment in me?
Yeah.
That's what my translation is. Please correct me.
No. It's all right. It seems all right. Okay, but let me just clarify. Okay. You see in the first phrase, santang, ajatang, ragang, what case is that?
Accusative.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and... Yeah, yeah. And ati me ajatang rago, what case is rago here?
Rago is the subject.
Yeah. What case is it? Right. So why is in the first phrase ragang is accusative, in the second it's nominative?
Accusative is usually and masculine singular and with a and such.
Yeah. But why is it accusative? Why accusative? Anybody know? No, no.
Because there's a verb.
Yeah.
So there is attachment.
Yeah.
Serving as my object.
Yeah.
And it also has sometimes.
Yeah.
The participle serving also as. Instead of adjective for it.
Yeah, but why is santang rajing, why is that accusative?
Because it's object.
No. Ati, in fact, it's a verb which means it is, so there's no object there. It doesn't have an object. No, but you're getting close.
Because it's an object for to know.
For in Pali, which is the verb?
The verb would be looking for.
Right. So the senses here, Okay, what do you think, Brahman? Do you know the internally existing attachment in this way? There is internally attachment in me. And then the next phrase, asantang va ajatang ragang nati me ajatang ragoti pajanasi. Do you know non-existing? Do you know, I'm translating very literally, though it doesn't make good sense in English. Do you know non-existing attachment internally in this way? There is no attachment in me internally. Then the answer is evang bo.
Evang bo, yes sir.
Okay.
Yes sir.
Yeah. Okay, then you might as well do the next paragraph. Sharon, you might as well finish. Of course, a lot of it just repeats what came above. Pajanasi. Pajanasi. Yeah, two long A's. Pajanasi. Sanditiko. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is really just repeating. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I just to put it quickly in English. Since Brahman, because Brahman, you know of the internally existing attachment, there is internally attachment in me, and since you know of non-existing attachment internally, there is no attachment in me internally. Okay. And then we still have to come to the conclusion, evang piko brahmana. Yeah. It's not emphatic, but it means...
Those two are the
bilateral. Yeah, yeah.
The grand mother, the visible, right?
You
said the visible. Yeah. You just mentioned the visible.
Yeah.
Damo, Hoti.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Okay, so it's because one could see when there's attachment within oneself, one could see that one has attachment. When there's no attachment within oneself, one can see that there's no attachment. In this way, evampi, the Dhamma is visible. And the reason why the P comes here is because this paragraph will be followed by other paragraphs which have the same structure. They give other reasons why the Dhamma is visible. Like to or again. But you see, in English, when we say to or also, we would use it if we have a string of items for the second, third, fourth, but not for the first. But in Pali and Sanskrit, you would put the P for each one, including the first. Okay, the remaining paragraphs in this passage are all based, develop in the same way. Yeah, the illusion, yeah. Yeah. Body what? Sandosang is, yeah, like fault or. It would be a fault in bodily action.
What?
Fault, corruption of bodily action.
Okay,
and vachi sandosang, what would that be?
It's like a
verbal is incorrect, or verbal is all of verbal action.
Yeah. And mano sandosan?
Mano sandosan is the mano. Mano means the, so it's like the truth, incorrect. Right?
Mano means verily. Where did you
get? Verily not. Mano, I checked, and it's verily not.
I don't know where you got that. Mano, verily.
Defilement.
Yeah, you must have lucked out. I don't know where you could have gotten that from.
Mano
means mental. So mano means mental or mind, relating to mind. So it's a corruption of mind. Oh, mano. Mano meaning conceit.
Yeah,
I see. No, here mano is mind.
Because the ending o.
Excuse me?
I think he's looking at o.
Oh, I see, yeah. Why does mano have an o? Do you remember?
Yes, the manas.
Right. The stem form is manas. So manas and a compound becomes mano. Okay, the rest of the paragraph, you translate it in the same way. Then this Abhikantang Bo Gotama. Did we have a passage like this already? Maybe further readings of lesson 5. Okay, somebody can just review for us the meaning. Maybe you're wrong, you can do that.
Okay. Starting from Abhikantang?
Abhikantang, yeah.
Okay, Abhikantang Bo Gotama. Abhikantang Bo Gotama.
Yeah.
Excellent Sir Gotama.
Yeah.
Excellent Sir Gotama.
Yeah.
Upasakang Bhavan Gotamo Dalesu. Ajatake Panupetan.
Yeah. Upasaka, yeah.
Upasakan is they devotee.
Yeah.
And man is the accusative.
Yeah.
So upasakan and man are both accusative forms.
Yeah.
I devotee.
Yeah.
And the subject is bhavan nominative.
Yeah.
Gotamo, so venerable Gotamo.
Yeah.
And the verb is dalesu, which is imperative, third person singular.
Yeah.
Means to consider.
Right.
The last time you actually explained that.
Yeah.
Venerable Gotama, consider I as a single T.
Yeah. Well, consider me.
Consider me.
Yeah.
Consider me as the lazy
one. Yeah.
And then Ajatage is a lagadu. Literally in the beginning.
Yeah.
Panupetan.
It means, no, Ajatage together means, Age means in the beginning, but it's Ajato, which means from today. Beginning from today. In other words, from today on, Ajato plus Age, then the O drops off. Okay, continue. Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally endowed with rest.
Yeah.
So meaning for life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From today on, refer my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Saranam is a refuge.
Yeah.
Gatsan, which is the present participle of accusative of
Gatsan? Past participle.
Past participle, right. Yeah. Past participle.
Yeah. Okay, so put it all together.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just translate it straight into English.
Right. That venerable Gautama consider me as a lay follower.
Yeah.
One who has gone for that from today on.
Yeah.
As long as life until the end of my life.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, your time,
oh. I was about to suggest that you become a Pali translator. Okay. The verses, maybe? Bo Wei, would you like to try? Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, Pamata Charino should be joined together. They have a little space, but they should be joined into... It's actually a compound. Yeah, it's misleading that they put a space there. It's Pamata Charino. Can you make it out now? Yeah, one whose behavior is heedless. Doer behavior, a strange word. Charin, that means one who behaves in a certain way, or one who conducts, whose conduct is of a certain kind. So this is a person, a human being, of heedless conduct or heedless behavior. Okay, continue. Right. Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's a vine that grows in South Asia, long twisting vine. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 It's literally hura hurang, I think, is here and there. But it means the intended sense is from existence to existence. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 It vanasmin is locative, yeah. Right. And what form is ichang here? Do you know what form it is? Right, right. Remember there's two kinds for the masculine singular present participle, there are two ways to form it. Let's say the verb ichati. Like the normal form of the present participle that we would see in prose would be ichanto. But in verse, in order to fit more words into the framework of the meter, a more compact present participle form is used, ichang. Just like we have gacchanto, gacchan. Okay, very, very good. I have to make a little comment here. I'm noticing that our people from the outside who come here, like Yurang, Bowei, are doing very, very well with their Pali. When I turn to our Bodhi monastery residents, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't get it done. Oh, I don't know if I can do it. A little embarrassing, no? Yeah. Aren't you teaching in university?
Not in the summer.
But this is summer vacation time already.
Right.
Oh, okay. Then come to the monastery and relieve some of their tasks. What is that?
We won't be able to Pali homework.
Okay. Okay, next when June you try? Yame sa sahati jami. Yeah. 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 Jami is what? Wretched or contemptible. Yeah. Tanha. Yeah. 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 Visatika. Yeah, visatika is like attachment. Yeah. Say again. I didn't follow that.
Well, Esau
right, yeah. And Esau goes with what word? Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's an adjective going with what word? With tanha. Tanha, right. Yeah. Yeah, this is characteristic in Pali, both in prose and verse. You'll have several nouns for the same thing, or several words for the same thing. Sometimes it's several nouns for the same thing. So the sense is, I think you have to take the whole verse together, otherwise let us go to the third and fourth lines, then we take the whole thing together. Pavadanti. Yeah. Yeah. Biranang. Yeah. Yeah. It's a plural, it's sorrows. Yeah. 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 And what form of speech is it? Right. It's the present participle, just like before I said, ichang, gachang, vadang. It means growing. And birana? It's a kind of grass, a kind of weed. Okay, now, I have to say this is a rather difficult verse. Now, in the first line, yang, that means who, whom. And that word yang is connected with tasa in the third line. So, the sense is, whomever this wretched craving conquers, this attachment to the world. The word visatika and tanha, they're just two words and referring to the same thing. For him, for that person who is conquered by craving, his sorrows increase like the growing weeds, the birana weeds. Any questions about that verse?
What is the form for it?
It's genitive.
So for this person?
Yeah. Okay. Of this person.
Of this person.
Or actually, in English, we would say for this person. But it's a genitive form, but that's the way it's used in Pali. Of this person. Oh, yeah, we could say of this person, the sorrows increase. His sorrows, genitive. His sorrows increase.
Where does the like come from?
Like? Oh, the like. Oh. Abhivadang. V. The V here. Abhivadang. V. V is Eva.
IVA.
Okay. IVA.
Okay. Would you translate the verse again, please?
Okay. Whomever this wretched craving conquers, this attachment to the world, or this attachment in the world.
What does it mean?
What?
I want to send this insertion of this attachment.
That's the loke visatika. Loke visatika.
So the whole thing has a locative?
Just loke is locative.
Okay.
But visatika is nominative. Nominative, singular, the same as tanha.
Whomever this wretched craving conquers.
Yeah.
That's the first part of the poem.
Yeah.
And this attachment in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
His sorrows increase like the growing birana grass. It must be a grass that grows very quickly.
In the
the world. His sorrow, his attachment is.
The attachment is just another way of saying craving. Whomever this craving conquers, whomever this attachment conquers. The attachment is just another word for the craving. You might render it, whoever this contemptible or this wretched craving and attachment conquer, his sorrows increase like the growing beaver in the grass. And, okay, any more questions on that verse? I have to say that it's a pretty difficult verse to be putting in a relatively early lesson in Pali. But the next one we should be able to do. Illogical. No, it's not you conquer the defilement. The defilement conquers you. Maybe that should be made clearer. When this wretched craving or attachment to the world conquers a person, then his sorrows increase like the growing grass. Now the next verse is just the opposite of that. Let us say, Hui Chong, you would like to try that? You want to try? Okay, try. Yeah. Pokhara. Yeah. Okay. This verse, the meaning is really just the opposite of the previous verse. They follow each other in succession. Yeah. Again? Hard to... Right. Okay. The sense here is whoever overcomes the wretched craving, hard to remove or overcome in this world. Here I explain Durachayang. Durachayang is... Dur means hard or difficult. Ati is a prefix which means beyond. And aya is a stem from a root, I, meaning to go, or aya going. So, durachayang means hard to go beyond. What happens when you have ati plus aya, you can't bring together I and A, so it turns first into Atyaya. That would be the form you would get in Sanskrit. But in Pali, you never have T and Y together. When T and Y mix, meet, it turns into a double C. Okay, so whoever conquers this wretched craving, difficult to overcome or to transcend in the world. Okay, read the next two lines. Yeah. Wait, but what is the tamha here? No, tamha. This isn't tanha. What is it? Wait, I'm not asking you, yeah. And you're telling her a wrong answer also. What case is it? Ablative, right, yeah. So what is the meaning? Okay, Sharon, you finish the verse. Yeah. Pokhara. Yeah. It's not feminine, no. Yeah.
And the tamha,
yeah. But what does it mean here?
It means sorrow.
No, no.
That means sorrow. It's not a, okay.
If it's ablative, what's ablative?
Ablative,
Singular.
Singular.
Yeah.
Okay, from.
Yeah, from what? No. I heard it from him. The sorrows fall away, fall off from him.
Okay, so this is from him.
Yeah.
So this is singular, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like the water.
Yeah.
The drop of water falls from the lotus leaf.
Right, right.
But I don't understand. If the lotus leaf is a plant, not a leaf.
Excuse me?
Just like the drop water from the lotus leaf.
Yeah.
The lotus leaf is flat, right?
Flat.
Flat.
Yeah.
So the drop of water falls, right?
No, but the water, drops of water, they must roll off the leaves of the lotus flower.
Cause like relinquish the craving.
Yeah.
So
the drops of water
don't stick to
the lotus leaf, but they roll off it, yeah.
Attached to the lotus leaf, so it's not.
No, it's not attached.
It's not attached.
No, when the drops of water hit the lotus leaf, they roll off. It's very often used, that simile, in Indian Buddhist literature. Let me just go through lesson 7. I'll just go through the vocabulary, the glossary, page 99. Okay, the first word, adipateti, kills or destroys. Yeah, fells, causes to fall. Uttano, I think the better rendering is one's own. And then this word tatatung here, the way it's used in this passage, the passage that you're going to read, has a sense of for such a state, not thatness. It's not like this philosophical idea of suchness, but it's for such a state. Nipakko, yeah, intelligent. Prudent. And the word pitaka, I think in this passage that you read, it's not referring to the three main divisions of the Pali Canon, but it's referring to the scriptures of the other religions.
Yeah.
The way it's used in this passage, it seems to mean a collection of scriptures. But it's not referring to the Buddha scriptures. Then the last word on the list, 101, hitva, it's a gerund, so it should be having given up or having abandoned. Page 101,
yeah.
On the top,
okay, hitva,
having given up. Okay, so... Actually, now we've completed lesson 6, so that's halfway through the book. Now, I should mention that next Sunday, I think the Sunday after that. Oh, right. Next Saturday and the Saturday after that, because we're having the 10-day Vipassana retreat, so we don't have the Pali class. But those of you who won't be here, I'd say use the time to review. Your extra time to review the lessons.
Will that be two consecutive Saturdays?
Yeah, it'll be the two consecutive Saturdays.
It'll be two classes.
Cancelled, yeah. So the next class will be, I think, July 6th.
May I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
In passage 4.
What page now? I closed the book. Okay, I have it, yeah.
Just the word vuchati.
Vuchati, yeah. It's the past, yeah. Vuchati, it's a past present tense.
Past present tense?
Yeah.
I also found another
another source that present participle for.
Yeah, the smuchamana is a present participle.
Oh, the present is vucha.
Yeah.
The vachati
is vuchati.
Vuchati itself is not that.
Vuchati is present, passive form. It is said.
Okay.
It is. The past tense would be avocha.
Avocha.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so that vocha is not the test, but
it's yeah. Yeah. The form. Yeah, the root is vach. VAC, vach.
Right.
But then it forms the past as vuchati.
There is some reason it's actually not passive.
No, no. It's passive. Passive form. Okay, I think we have to stop now.
You just mentioned about this. It's past the present. Uchati.
Uchati is said, yeah. It's present.
Passive. Present is passive.
Yeah, not a participle. It's
okay.
A regular.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.